B-Pod Studios.
Oh, good vibe coming in at 4 o'clock hour. Cool vibe. 4 o'clock hour brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop. Create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. You know what the topic is today. Lost to the Celtics. Hard to believe. I'm watching the game. They're trailing the whole time. I got a buddy of mine. He's going, you smell this L? I smell an L. I go, nah, don't worry about it. It's early. He was right. He smelled the L. And even when they tied it in the end, they went ahead by a point. They still never had control of the game. And I believe the coach could have had more of a stranglehold in that game. He didn't. And this Brad Stevens knows how to coach Brett Brown. That's for damn sure. 610-622-0975. The Love Sex Medley comes up this half hour at 4:30. We will play three songs that either have the word love or sex in them. And if you guess the artist and the song, you'll win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And then this Friday, we'll award the grand prize to one of five daily winners. That prize consists of a $500 physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block. You can visit them at LandisBC.com. An angel heart diamond necklace seat exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com. Free shipping, by the way. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price. Pair of tickets to see Billy Joel, Citizens Bank Park, May 24th. Hot ticket. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. $150 gift card at Jasper's Backyard, Conch Hocken. Visit them online at jaspersbackyard.com. Good spot. And a chauffeur to Rolls Royce for a night of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals, courtesy of them. For people who are hard to shop for, visit ImagineLifestyles.com. So today's song medley has been advertised as one that no one will get. I don't think, people are smart out there. They put it together.
It's hard as hell.
I listened to it like four times.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm upset because I missed the last 2 days. Well, so I was hoping to get the one today.
What the people should do is record it on their phone.
Don't.
No.
Mike.
Well, they should record it and then go over it again and again and again.
We play it multiple times.
We play it a couple times. Maybe you need a few more times.
You can't give away the secret.
Well, I'm just trying to give it, help them out. It's still, you still have to guess the song at 3 seconds. It's still hard.
Yeah.
So the more you hear it, you get a better chance to do it. That doesn't mean you're going to do it.
I guess.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Frank in Philly. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Frank?
Mike, a couple points. Mm-hmm. One is last night's game.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is these guys just got together, only been together for a few days. I would say let's just chalk this one up and not even be concerned about it. You know, Coach Brown's got to work with different lineups, okay? That's just my opinion.
Everybody. Yeah, I agree with your opinion, except here's where it falls through. The three guys that had been shackled last year's in the playoffs were shackled again the same way in this game. It wasn't the new guys. It was the J.J. Redicks. It was the Joel Embiids. It was the Ben Simmons. Boston knows how to play these guys.
Agreed. Okay, and my second point is I wanted to ask you your opinion on Coach Brown mentioned about Simmons. They're going to experiment with him down the stretch when shooting the ball more. Now, I feel as though he has a lot of good points like you brought out. What's your thoughts on him experimenting and shooting?
Well, I don't know what that means. They're going to experiment with him shooting the ball.
Well, that's what he said.
They've been trying to get him to shoot the ball since the start of the season. They're not going to open up a curtain and all of a sudden he's going to come out firing.
Yeah,
he's got to decide that he wants to shoot the ball.
Right. And my point is, if you're not a shooter, you're not a shooter. You can't teach a guy that's in the NBA how to shoot the ball.
But what happens, though, if he continues to take some, is that guys are going to have to play up on him more. If they play up on him more, he beats them off the dribble every time. That's the benefit of him taking the shot.
Okay, fine. And one more thing, Mike, if I can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Tiger Woods thing. Can I get that in?
Sure.
Okay. You're a
Mr. Benevolence.
He didn't play because he didn't want to socialize. Is that what I got out of that?
Well, what was your answer? Everybody else played. You know, God forbid he hang out with commoners for a round of golf.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you the real answer.
Okay.
Do you know how many times he's played Pebble Beach in the last 17 years?
He missed the last, six?
He's played Pebble Beach one time in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
He's played with several celebrities in the past, including his dad. Kevin Costner, etc. Mm-hmm. So he's only playing 16 maximum tournaments this year. So he's not going to choose one where he's only played there one time.
Oh, God. Stick up for Tiger Woods. Everybody else in the world loves to play Pebble Beach. Tiger Woods is the only one that bails out because he has to play in a pro-am. Stop. Stop with your Tiger love. God forbid he play with the people that are going to make his round longer than 5 hours.
You never had something where everybody else liked it and you didn't? That's never happened to you in life? I'm sure it has.
What do you mean? I don't even know what you mean.
Okay. You say every player likes Pebble Beach. What if he doesn't like the course? And just because everyone
possible
else...
not to like Pebble Beach.
See what I mean?
It's impossible.
So there's nothing that you don't like that everyone else likes?
It is impossible not to like to play at Pebble Beach. Okay?
Why?
It's impossible. Because it's one of the great courses in the world.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he likes it.
There are people who don't like pizza.
Right.
And everybody likes
pizza.
They're
weirdos. There's people that don't like ice cream.
Why don't you go for the lowest hanging fruit? And you know what the lowest hanging fruit is. He doesn't want to play with four schmoes.
He hasn't played it in... Apparently, they don't only do pro-ams there. He doesn't like the course.
He doesn't like pro-ams.
That may be true.
Not the course.
He's barely played that course at any capacity. Maybe he just doesn't like the course.
I love the way you tried to stick up for the guy. I love it. I mean, I love it. Well, I don't understand the reasoning. Why would you need to stick up for Tiger Woods?
I'm saying.
The wealthiest man on earth. He's the greatest golfer in the world. Why would you need to stick up for him against little old me?
I don't even like Tiger Woods.
All right, then why are you doing this?
Just to bust my rear end? I just don't trust that you're right about this.
Of course I'm right.
I don't know.
What other reason would it be?
He could not like the course.
It's a pro-am. He doesn't like playing in pro-ams. We know that. It's well established that he doesn't like to play in pro-ams because they're longer rounds. And he actually has to be nice to people he doesn't want to be nice to.
See, I just...
It's exactly what it is. He's not even nice to golfers. The regular golfers he plays with. He's going to have some schmo from IBM is going to be in his foursome, and all of a sudden he's going to turn into a linguist.
I just think he might not like Pebble Beach.
Stop it. John in Marlton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, how you doing
What's
today?
What's up, John?
Last night's game, I'm going to refuse to overreact to a loss in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize the Celtics have our number. And my real concern is not the players. I mean, that dude earlier talking about Ben Simmons shouldn't be on the floor.
Mm.
That's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly.
It is.
It's the typical overreaction to a loss.
Absolutely. But Brett Brown is concerning. This is becoming a habit against good teams. We're terrible against good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know. I think we might have to make a change. I mean, especially if we're going to play the Celtics in the first round, which at this point we would.
You're not changing coach this year. You know that.
Well, not this year, but yeah. I mean, we lose in the first round.
Well, of course. If they lose in the first round, his job is in serious jeopardy.
I would even argue if we lose in the second round. I might
agree with you. I think they have to.
Alan Brand is obviously an aggressive dude, right? I mean, he's willing to make the change.
I believe they're well stocked enough to win the East, and they should win the East. And if he doesn't win the East, there's going to be a lot of frowns.
I totally agree with you, Mike.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Of course.
NBA multiple choice.
All right.
Who is the shortest player ever to win an MVP? Is it Spud Webb? Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson, or Steve Nash?
It's got to be AI.
That is correct. AI, shortest player ever to win an MVP.
Mike.
Yes.
So, Booney had a little bit of information. Apparently, Mr. Tiger is playing in a pro-am as we speak.
Now.
Yes, the right. Genesis Open at Riviera Golf Course.
Today. This is this pro-am that he set up, right? He's actually not playing in it. He's not playing like in a regular foursome. I was reading about this, too.
This is his
charity pro-am.
Yeah, it's organized by him. Okay.
Yes.
I was just passing along the information.
Organized by him. That still doesn't take him out of like playing in the Pebble Beach pro-am.
Hold on.
That's a major tournament.
No, Mike. No. See,
this
you
is a schlepper that he made up at Riviera.
It's a pro-am. So maybe, Mike,
Guess who the invites are in this pro-am?
I think
they're
Steph Curry's on the list.
They're not regular people. That's what I'm saying. They're stars.
Wait a minute. They're still not pro golfers. He still has to talk to human beings.
They're celebrity dudes. There's a difference between celebrity dudes and just guys. 15 handicappers who are out playing Pebble Beach.
Mike, this is a pro-am. He might not like Pebble Beach. You gotta at least leave a crack open.
Show me the video where he's playing several rounds with guys that aren't celebrities in this pro-am that he created for charity for a tax write-off.
Were there any celebrities in the pro-am at Pebble Beach?
What I'm seeing is it says he starts in round one on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday. Who's he playing with?
His threesome of Justin Thomas and Roy McIlroy.
Oh. Those
peons.
Just those guys. That's the girl. That's dedication, Holmes.
Let's see.
The other feature.
He's playing with regular people.
Play with Justin Thomas and,
Are the other featured groups, Cameron Champ, Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, Xander Schauffele?
Yeah, these are all
Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth.
They're not listing the amateurs because they're amateurs, Mike. Maybe he just doesn't like your favorite golf course, Pebble Beach.
It's not my favorite. I've never played it. It's supposed to be one of the most world spectacular courses.
I don't think he likes it. He might have some bad memories, bad Perkins waitress.
I'm going to Google now his finishes at Pebble Beach. We'll see how much he likes it.
He may hate it.
All right, let's go Eric in Trenton, New Jersey. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
Maybe he takes his golf serious as a heart attack, and he just doesn't like to go out there and have some fun.
Why play two tournaments in a row when you're Tiger? It's too much strain.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Everybody else does it, but Tiger doesn't have to do it.
Well, I don't think he likes to have fun with people that, you know?
Well, no, he doesn't have fun because he's so above them. Although, he'll pick up a Perkins waitress, but he can't play with a dude who works at a company who's a 12 handicap. That's out of bounds for him.
Well, if he's playing with 310s, I bet he'd play.
Yeah, whatever. What's your point? Move on.
I don't think he should get fired. I mean, a lot of people are sounding off about that, but the first 2 years he didn't have a team. The third year, they started to win a little bit more regular come like end of December. Then last year they went on the run at the end of the year. So towards the end of the year, they got better and better and better, but they were just building a team. Now he actually has a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he definitely has a team.
Well, he's just got to mold them.
Yeah, well, that's good, except the same thing reared its head in this game, the same mistakes. J.J. couldn't get the ball. They walled him off. They walled off Ben Simmons from getting to the basket. And Joel Embiid could not do anything down low or up top with Al Horford. It was the same thing. Now, somewhere along the line, you go, where's the counter plan? You know, if they're doing that, where's my counter plan? If it was a football coach, we would bitch that they didn't adjust at halftime, right?
Well, you only got 16 games in football.
You know what I mean. There's a coach is a coach. You have a blackboard, right? You X and O, the whiteboard. You put it up on the board. Here's what they're doing defensively. Here's how we'll counter. What's wrong with that? Is that too much for me to ask?
No, it ain't too much to ask.
Okay.
But he is a young coach as far as being, the head guy.
Okay. All right, buddy. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure.
You want a general knowledge question? Okay, we are back to general knowledge for Eric and Trenton. All right, Eric. What fictional character had a mysterious lightning bolt scar on his forehead from when he was a baby?
Harry Potter.
That's correct. Harry Potter. By the way, interesting. Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. He must hate it. He must hate it. He only won the U.S. Open there. Jeez, that's a terrible course for him, Tiger.
Mike.
Terrible course.
I don't know why we keep doing this, but now I'm getting more information.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So he hosts a tournament with the celebrities and the pro-am the next 2 weeks. So if he played this past weekend, he'd be playing 3 weeks in a row because he's playing this week and next week because he hosts both. And he never plays 3 weeks in a row, and he never did. So that would have been 3 weeks in a row. See, I get this information, Mike, and you're very dismissive of it.
3 weeks in a row.
He doesn't play. He never played 3 weeks in a row. He never did. He plays this week and next week.
Thought he was on the comeback trail.
He doesn't play 3 weeks in a row. This is what these guys are telling me, the golf guys.
1999, Woods played the Pro-Am with buddy Ken Griffey Jr. Oh, man, way to extend yourself. Beautiful. let's see, what did he do in 2000? He beat another guy to win at the AT&T at Pebble. Won that in 2000. Let's see, U.S. Open that same year at Pebble. Interesting. Yeah, he hates it.
3 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm just going by what the golf guys say, Mike. I got to defer to them.
Okay, here it is. After a second straight year of struggling on Pebble's Poana Greens, surface Tiger has never been a fan of.
Oh!
And finishing outside the top 10, Woods decides not to play in the annual event for the foreseeable future.
Doesn't like it.
In 2002, he didn't like it. 2 years after he won the U.S. Open. Because now it's terrible.
He didn't like it.
Because he didn't play bad. Now it's the Poana. All right, let's go to Wayne in Florida. Wayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wayne.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Wayne?
Calling in from Florida here on vacation.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. So about the Sixers game last night, I'm surprised there hasn't been any love for the Flyers. They actually pulled out a nice win last night after
Yeah, they did,
loss.
But most people are thinking about what happened in that Sixer game. It was a good effort for the Flyers last night, yes.
Yeah, I was psyched that the game was on last night, you know, on TNT or whatever. It was on TNT last night, so I got to watch it. And I mean, it's just amazing how well the Celtics defense plays the Sixers.
Yeah.
If that's anything I could take away from that game, was just their defense is just incredible. And for Brett Brown to not try to make some adjustments, or if he was just being that much out coached by Brad Stevens, I don't know what it was, but it was very obvious on TV to watch.
Yeah. It was. It was disheartening. It really was. They never really had control of the game. It was the same old mistake. See, that's what people are all cheesed about. It was the same old thing that Boston does to them. And they take the three main weapons out. Now, you know, with Butler on the floor, with Tobias Harris on the floor, there's got to be a way to change that. If they're going to shackle JJ and they're not going to let Ben get to the basket, then you got to have Embiid down low and you got to pass out inside out passing to get the spots for Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler.
Right, and that's where you saw Embiid trying to take them three pointers, and you know, and he's had an off game, and yeah, it's just unfortunately, you know, I was hoping for you know, a run here and you know, playing with the top teams in the East.
I got you. All right, general knowledge question and answers are TV titles.
All right,
let's go with the clue is Cloister Dweller. What's the TV show?
Cloister?
I think I got Booney on this one. Cloister Dweller.
Is it like SpongeBob SquarePants? I don't know.
A cloister. And they're cloistered. What species of humans are cloistered?
Species.
Well, not species, but what?
I know who's cloistered.
Who's cloistered?
Nuns.
Nuns are cloistered, but that's not the answer to the question.
Oh.
Cloister dweller. The majority answer would be what? Who is cloistered? Also, in addition to nuns, mostly monks. Monks are cloistered. That is the answer. You seem speechless.
The answer is monk?
Monk. Monk is the TV show.
Dweller. Oh,
yes.
Oh, I thought there.
The TV show, Cloister Dweller, Monk. Monk, the TV show with Tony Shalhoub. What was it?
That seems like a flimsy
clue. There a TV show called Nuns?
No, but.
Well, that was the hint for the TV show. Monk.
But Dweller. Like, cloistered would have been enough.
Well, there was the flying nun with Sally Fields.
I just felt like Dweller.
The answer is Monk.
Okay.
There was no TV show called Nuns.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been yet.
The flying nun does not qualify.
Well, it was a show, Sally Fields.
Oh, 2012. After a 10-year respite, Tiger Woods returns to the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. And guess who he teed it up with?
I don't know.
Tony Romo.
Oh, well, personal friend.
Another celeb. Tony.
You know, Mike.
Playing with his good buddy, Tony.
I feel
not,
like
not some guy named Fred. Tony Romo.
I really do think I got you on this one, Mike.
You know what?
I really do think I got you on this one.
Every time he's played in this pro-am, it's been with a big-time celebrity, Ken Griffey Jr., Tony Romo. It's never a guy named Ed.
He doesn't like the course. He took 10 years off from the course. He doesn't like the course. And he's playing a pro-am right now.
I'm playing today with Big Al.
He's playing with Big Al today. Before teeing it
he's
up with the pros.
He's not playing with Big Al. He's playing with some other celebrity.
Nah. You'll see. There'll be the photos. He'll be with a regular guy who's happens to be rich.
Toby the plumber won't get on the course with him.
Toby the plumber doesn't play Pebble Beach, period.
Tony, you can play Pebble Beach. You put the entry form as a pro-am. I think it costs you $15,000 to get in.
Tony, what kind of plumber's got 15 grand?
He wanted out of beef and beer.
That's the Roto-Rooter.
Big plumbing contractor who owns, like, you know.
He wanted a beef and beer.
CEO of some plumbing industry.
I wanted a beef and beer.
He did. It was a raffle prize.
That's your best joke you've ever told.
Wait. That's the guy? All right, play with him. Ken Griffey Jr., can you play? President of the United States around? I need a better partner than Big Al. 610-632-0975. Coming up, it is the Love Sex Music Medley in 5 minutes' time on the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Mussinelli Show. Now in the half hour, we do the updates on our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Miss Natalie.
2,700 votes so far. Mike, will Brett Brown be the Sixers head coach next year? 65% saying yes, 35% saying no.
That's right. 65-35. All right. That's a good vote for Brett Brown. All right. Now is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Love Sex Medley. Here's the way it works. We're going to play you three songs strung together in 3 seconds. Each song will reference either love or sex. You guess the song and artist, you'll win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. Friday, we have a grand prize with a lot of prizes I'll tell you about in a second. We've gotten 2 quick winners in a row. This is the third one we'll do. And the program director, assistant program director, Eric Camille, was so miffed that people got them so quickly in Monday, Tuesday's show that he has been determined to make this as difficult as he can make it. Are we ready to do it? All right, listen closely. Love you. All right, play it one more
time. Ridiculous.
Play it one more time.
I'm gonna do it one more time. more time right now.
Wow. Alex. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what I heard as well.
Alex.
I know the answer and still don't know the answer. I know the answer and I can't hear the answer. Yeah.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You got to call the contest line 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. If you have an inkling on what that is, give it a shot and you may win the Gold Dip Rose and qualify for the big package, the $500 Physique Barbecue Fire Pit, the Angel Heart Diamond Necklace, the pair of tickets to see Billy Joel, $150 gift card at Jasper's Backyard in Conchi, and a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Good luck to everybody. Back to the phones. Gil in York, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gil.
Yeah, Mike.
What's up, Gil?
Hey, Mike. Good. Thanks for getting me on. Good to see Natalie back. I had a question. I don't know if you need to answer this or not, but if you're seeing what I'm seeing with Brett Brown, and so is Elton Brand and front office, how often do you think they sit down with the coaching staff and pick your brain about, you know, different things like we're seeing? Do you have any idea how often they communicate?
I think they do. I think Elton Brand is a guy who has played in a league who shares his opinions on rotation and things like that. We had Elton in the studio the other day, and we were asking him questions, and he said innocuously, yeah, I'd like to see Simmons get a little more playing time, meaning Jonathan Simmons, alluding to the fact that they were playing Furkan. So I don't think that he's happy that they're playing Furkan, and he may communicate that to Brett Brown. But he certainly didn't do it before last night's game because Furkan comes in first substitution.
Yeah, you got that right.
So yeah. I don't know. I listen, Brett might be one of these guys that listens to Elton, but is going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah. I mean, I like Brett. Don't get me wrong. But like I say, you're seeing what I'm seeing, and some things just don't make a whole lot of sense. But
You gotta counter what they do to stop you. It's clear what they do to stop you. It's clear. They take away J.J. Redick by he always goes to his right off a pick. They've got that block down completely. They know exactly where he's going. Embiid, for some reason, they don't put him on the block enough against Horford because they want to keep the lane open for Ben Simmons drives. But Ben Simmons is walled off by two players at the top whenever he starts to drive. It was the same thing they did last year.
I agree. I saw the games last year. I agree wholeheartedly. But
so I don't know. With other players on the floor now that can shoot threes, you got flanks now of Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. If they're walling off Ben Simmons, there's got to be a wing shooter open.
Well, absolutely. And I think Embiid, I love the guy, but I think he makes some bad decisions sometimes. He brings the ball up sometimes. And, of course, we saw what he did last night with the threes. And I just think sometimes he just doesn't have his head in it. Well, he admitted that.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that he sleptwalked for three quarters, which he admitted last night. That's unacceptable to me. Come on, this is the Celtics. If I'm Joel Embiid, the way he like gets up for other players in this league, why? I mean, I would want to kick out Horford's butt from here to Gainesville.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Same thing with Beer Embiid last year.
Yeah, I understand. I know. It's a little scary. Now, the good thing is they might not play him in the playoffs, so we'll see.
Right, exactly.
All right, okay. Alliteration by the letter T is your general knowledge category.
Go ahead.
Plastic surgery to tighten the abdomen.
Plastic surgery to tighten the abdomen.
Two words.
Tummy tuck.
Tummy tuck is correct. Nicely done. Back to Mark on the car. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Mark?
I want to talk to you a little bit about Ben Simmons, but can I get to my end point first and then talk about Ben Simmons?
Sure.
The end point is, if we had Mike Conley, a point guard, last night, we'd have won. And with regard to Ben Simmons suffers from a crisis of confidence, and you could see it in his game with his failure to launch simple jump shots. And he's got stars in his eyes thinking that he needs to talk to Magic Johnson and all these stars and whatnot, but he can't be Magic Johnson because I looked at a compilation of Magic Johnson's highlights the other day, and Magic Johnson's a 10, Ben Simmons a 3 when it comes to passing the ball. And I would suggest that if Ben Simmons wants to learn how to be a point guard, he should want to talk to John Stockton, Mark Jackson, Isaiah Thomas, players who could tell him how to play the position and make passes, the fundamental passes he needs to make, rather than trying to make fancy passes. Because most of his boneheaded turnovers come from a failed fancy pass. And it's like, you can't be Magic Johnson. So if you want to be a point guard...
First of all, I don't know why you can't be Magic Johnson. There's no reason why he can't play the game like Magic Johnson. None.
But the only notion is because he's the same size. I mean, that's full.
No, the way he handles it, gets down the floor with the speed and acumen that he gets down the floor with is Magic Johnson. Now, he gets caught in the air a lot because he's afraid to finish sometimes because he's afraid to get fouled. He's got to be fearless in getting to the basket, taking the fouls, having more confidence shooting his free throws. He's also got to pop with it. You know, you see when he's got a head of steam, they roll off him. He's got a 12 to 15 footer every time. Stop, pop, bang. You know, that's what he's got to do. Stop, pop, bang.
He needs confidence as a player, as a point guard. Mm-hmm. Be confident enough to square up and take a 12-foot jump shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, be confident in that instead of taking that.
Well, Magic did that. Magic squared up and took a 12-foot jump shot.
Well, Ben Simmons takes that turnaround thing so far. Mm-hmm. The other hand is the right-handed runner. But the guy's not confident enough to get a jump shot.
I agree. And that's going to have to change.
It's going to have to change. And when's the last time he got double digits and assists? I mean,
he gets pretty close to triple doubles every night. He gets close to 10 assists a night. He turns the ball over 6 times, but he gets close to 10 assists a night. Joe is Shmokin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe?
Hey, great show. The intensity level last night there, you can see Boston was up for this game there. You know, they just came off a few losses there. Here are the Sixers. We're hearing the last few games how great they are, and everybody had them playing the Warriors and that. So you know, that was the start of the game. But really, it's the way we played the game. The intensity and defense Boston played with. We bring the ball up. We can't have Embiid dribbling the ball and wasting the time there against them. We got to get him low, that's for sure. And we got to let Simmons come up, bring the ball up, but then let him go and post up. I loved the first time he did it with Tatum, but they called the travel on him. Let us get fouls on them guys. Mm-hmm. And if they come to double team them guys low, then you move the ball like Boston did. Move it around, not be dribbling it. And that's where we have the three other guys outside that can shoot the ball in, or they can drive.
I agree.
I agree with you.
The offensive attack has to be a little snappier with these guys on the floor.
If they just use that formula and nothing else and play defense, they're in the game. How bad we played last night, missing the foul shots and some of the crummy calls against us, we were right there.
Yeah.
But it's right there to be had. Fred can't come in with that same game plan. We got to be tough on him and look at the film. They moved the ball and they were, especially in that first half, hitting their open threes.
Yeah,
and they were getting them.
But
we were not getting no open threes. But we will if we move Ben down in there after he brings the ball up, or Embiid, because they'll go to double, and that's when you can cut a lane.
Yeah, well, you would think you would
ball out.
You think a head coach would recognize this, bro?
Right. That's what and play physical.
Yeah. All right.
When them guys are playing physical on you, they're then Tatum and them. They ain't gonna have all the energy to play offense too.
Gotcha, Scott. You want a general knowledge question,
Joe?
Joe, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, man. I'm not going to say I'm getting it, but go ahead.
All right, here it is. It's NBA basketball multiple choice.
Go ahead.
All right. What is the record for the highest scoring average in a single season set by Wilt Chamberlain?
100 points?
Is it 50.4, 44.4, or 35.4?
Oh, average.
Average, highest scoring average.
Oh, I know
he
hit the 100. Okay, I thought you were saying for a game.
No, season.
50, did you say 54?
50.4, 44.4, 35.4.
50.4, I'll go.
That is correct. World average that year, 50.4 points per game and 25 rebounds per game, I believe. That's my buck.
And then didn't he lead the league in assists the next year because people said he shot too much out of spite?
Something like that. No, he did that in a game. He did not take a shot in the second half of a game in a playoff series because people said he was too selfish.
He didn't lead the league? I thought he led the league in assists one year.
I don't know. He might have, but I do remember the one game he said, I'm shooting too much? All right. have at it. And he passed the ball the whole second half.
I got to play this medley before we go to break real fast.
All right,
we still don't have a winner.
Nope. All right, well, it looks like Eric Camille has fixed things this time. Go ahead, play it. I will tell you that these three bands are all rock bands.
I mean, I feel like that's...
rock bands.
That hasn't been the case the first 2 days.
It hasn't been the case.
Oh,
all
okay.
Three of these are rock bands.
Are they hair bands?
One is.
Ha, knew it.
610-632-0975. If you've got a guess on the three songs, 215-263-0975. Mike Misnelli shows back on TV and radio after this. All right, still no answer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Answers in the Love Sex Medley for today. I'm going to start having to give a hint. I will just say this. Old school San Francisco rock. Sopranos rock.
And garbage.
Pyrotechnics rock.
Ooh. Wait, is the band that we were talking about in it earlier?
Yeah, one band is terrible.
I was a member for Halloween, right?
Yes, one band, it has an 80s anthem.
Yes.
And the other band...
classic.
Is classic and...
classic rock.
And the lead singer has passed away.
You're giving it away now. Classic rock, San Francisco, classic rock. 70s.
Yeah, I still don't think people are going to get it.
All right. There's the hint. How long do we keep this going?
Oh, to the end of the program.
To the end of the program? So
yeah.
We'll keep playing it?
Yeah.
All right, just about 5 minutes left on the TV side here on the NBC Sports Philadelphia. Phil in Summers Point joins us. Phil, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Phil.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Phil?
Okay. Usually I just kick back on the couch and agree with you and have a nice afternoon. But now you got me all stirred.
I know.
Up.
All the Tiger supporters are out. I get it.
Poor
Tiger.
Listen to this list. Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose,
Brooks
Justin
Koepka.
Thomas.
Brooks
Koepka.
Koepka. Yeah.
Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler. I could keep going.
Uh-huh.
These are all the players that do not play in that tournament. There's more big names that don't play than do play.
What, in the Pebble Beach?
In the Pebble Beach,
They all play in the Pebble Beach.
No, they didn't. These players did not play yet in the Pebble Beach.
All right, I'll look at the field. I know Dustin Johnson played it.
Okay, you had Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed and a worn-out old Phil Mickelson. That was about it.
Okay.
The field.
Right.
Oh, Justin, Jordan Spieth, too, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Listen, in the past, can you deny the fact that he has found pro-ams distasteful in his career?
What other sport?
I'm asking you a question. Had a disdain for playing in pro-ams in his entire career?
He may have, and so did Jack Nicklaus as well.
Jack Nicklaus did?
He came a couple times when it was the old Bing.
Right, well, if we were talking about Jack Nicklaus, I'd be ripping him. But now we're talking about Tiger.
I mean, if you want to find
that's a violation.
Uh-huh. Dustin Johnson, Spieth, Patrick Reed, Tony Finau, Troy, Phil Mickelson—they all played in it.
Okay, but the list is longer than thin. But I mean, more of a controversy is why isn't Cypress Point in the rotation anymore?
I don't know. Nobody.
Well, it's because of their exclusive membership policies.
All right. Well, whatever. What's that?
But I'm just saying, that's more controversial than whether Tiger wants to play with him.
Listen, bro, if you're a Tiger fan, I salute.
No, I'm just saying.
It's you know what it's like? It reminds me of that scene in Scarface where Elvira is at the top of the thing, and she Tony Montana goes to pick her up in that Cadillac convertible with the leopard seats, and she goes, "You've got to be kidding me. I'm not getting in that thing." That's Tiger. He sees Eddie the Plumber. "Oh, you got to be kidding me. I'm not playing Eddie the Plumber."
See, Mike?
That's what it is.
I got you on this one because someone on Instagram just hit me with who he's playing with today. He's playing with three regular people in this foursome today.
Bless him.
So, God bless him. Playing it next 2 weeks. It was clearly just a scheduling thing. I got you, Mike, on this one.
Good. I'm glad that he's lowering himself.
He's not lowering, perhaps.
Playing with three dudes.
Your theory was wrong.
Oh, my God. How many words does he have to say? Does he have a word limit on it?
Playing with three guys in a foursome, 18 holes.
Hello, guys. That's his limit. Two words.
I think you misplayed this one, Mike.
But to be fair, wouldn't he have selected who would be in this today, in a way?
Three regular guys.
Yeah, it's his orchestrated tournament.
Right.
Probably three dudes that are can do them good corporately. Let's say goodbye to the people on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We're back at the 5 o'clock hour on the Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.